because he also does beautiful shower enclosures. I mean, like amazing, amazing work. And we just, we do cabinet, especially specialty cabinet glass, beautiful hand-raked CD glass. And he does leading for cabinets, cabinet
Which
glass.
Which has become harder to do.
Yeah.
There's one of the largest architectural art glass manufacturers went out of business 2 months ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. In the last 10 years, several large glass manufacturing companies have closed. So that's another reason why.
Why?
Well, the economic downturn. Second thing is people aren't taking over the family business. So these large companies, they were like, well, they couldn't get anybody to buy it. The demand wasn't very high for specialty glass. And the problem is now, like with Spectrum closing, which is what he's talking about, Spectrum Glass was one of the only providers of the kind of glass that they made. And some of that glass will be picked up by other providers, like Bullseye and
Ouroboros
and maybe Wismac. But a lot of several of those patterns and the way that they made them, even though they're giving out their recipes, there's a lot of environmental things that affect how glass is produced. And some of that will just never be the same and it will never be reproduced. And they're closed. So that glass, for instance, went up. Like, yep. as soon as they announced they were closing, people showed up with trucks.
Yeah.
And we're buying glass so fast out of their, they're in Portland, or in Portland? Yeah, they're in Oregon somewhere.
Washington.
I'm sorry, Washington State. And they closed because the environmental impact of some of what they were doing, they were going to have to retrofit to meet current EPA standards. They were going to have to retrofit and spend so much money that to them it wasn't, they were, you know, ready to kind of on the cusp of retirement anyway, and no one to take over the company. It just kind of didn't make sense.
Right.
So it's unfortunate, but that's kind of happening. The industry has had some of these things happen. So I guess we as artisans and providers of glass really think, wow, we really need to promote this. We really need for people to go, oh, wow, glass is really a great option for this or that. Like we can make glass countertops and they're amazing. You don't have to go get granite if you wanted a second countertop, like bar top, and you could still see through it. And we can slump it into a beautiful texture and put fizzy bubbles in it if you want. And we can backlight it and do all kinds of amazing stuff. But most people just don't even think of glass as an option for that, when it's a really great option. It cleans really easily. You don't have to seal it like you do granite. I mean, there's all kinds of great reasons why you might want a glass countertop. We just did a beautiful...
Or backsplash. You know, we can back paint glass to any Sherwin-Williams color that you want, and that color is sealed. It doesn't change, and you don't have grout lines.
So we can put one sheet, long sheet of glass, back painted whatever color you want it, and it's cleanable with a glass cleaner, and you never have to seal the grout, and you never, when your spaghetti flies up on it, you don't have to take a toothbrush.
Right. I bet it's like so easy to clean.
It has a clean look.